One of the things I find really interesting is how little people really know about what goes on in their government. I mean, the dirty little side, the wheeling and dealing, the influence peddling, the vote buying in a way donors just put lots and lots of money in. And you know, Tom, Dick, and Harry out here, they don't really, it's just whoever's put up and the personality that, even if they don't meet them, you know, especially on local elections and all, how do they decide who to even vote for? And there's very few choices. And then who runs? The type of people that run, you know, are certain characteristics. And I've mentioned this a lot, that I've been asked to run, and I've debated that for many years. But when you come to a philosophy of volunteerism, where government is not allowed to use force, just like I can't use force against anybody else. I can't force my neighbor to pay for roads or trash collection or anything like that, but government can force you to do just about anything. They force you to build exactly how they want you to build on your property, and you have to get permission to build on that property, or you'll get fined or ultimately locked in jail or even shot if you resist. And I can't bring myself to be one to go into a system that has a monopoly on force. And so who runs for these offices? And what kind of government do they want? And what are their ideas of limitations on government? You know, they all talk about, you know, the free, and we live in a free country, and they're wanting to help the county and all these things. But it really comes down to what is the proper role and function of a government. If you're going to give a monopoly on force to a government, a collective being, we the people create this here collective, then you try to set some limits on that, because you know that as government grows, your liberties shrink. And just like with building, they come in there with the idea that it's for your safety and your security and all that, that we make sure that all builders go to this one particular code as a minimum standard, and they force you to build that way. I mean, yes, you can build above it, but if you're in business, then you have to compete with everybody else. And most people think that government has said this is safe and effective, and so it's harder to sell upgraded features like a solid foundation with rebar all through it and all, and it's hard to sell something like that, or your wiring is upgraded or whatever, because people think that it's the minimum's good. The same can be true for all sorts of things. It's like the roads. Does anybody think that the government is efficient at building roads when you got cost overruns and like Malfunction Junction here in Columbia? They're spending some $1.5 billion on this intersection that was screwed up from the beginning because a government engineer designed it in the first place. But could private industry do it cheaper and more efficiently? And then there's always the question of how would you pay for it? Who would volunteer and blah, blah, blah. You know, those... We don't know what the free market would come up with, but we know, for the most part, any time that private industry is taken over for government in a competitive nature, that we get a better product at a cheaper price. So to think that everything that government's doing now they should do is kind of wrong thing. So how small should government do, and are the people that you're voting for on the same page with a small government, or are they there to use the force of government to do whatever do-gooder thing they want to do? Or do they think that government needs to do all the things that it's doing now, you know, like... subsidize halves and build parks and give fee and lieu to corporations and sell tax incentives and economic development and restrictions on building this way and then expanding sewer systems? Do they need to be in those kind of things? And what would happen if they weren't there? It's kind of like the charities and all. If government wasn't there with the safety net and Eat Better Today cards and all this kind of stuff, who would take care of the homeless, they say? Well, who contributes more money in the world to things than anybody? Well, it's the Americans mainly, the American people. But just think if government wasn't there, and government didn't take that money that gets whirled around and only pennies on the dollar go to the people. What if that we kept the money and we were able to donate even more money and take care of poor people? So what do these people want that you vote for? Look at your local level and see what they vote for. I guarantee you every county that any of you live in is the same way. They're all on the county council, city council, town council, always looking for a way to get government, to get those tax dollars, to get those stolen dollars, and do something with them. And they always looking for better ways and better ways to spend your money. When the fundamental function of government is to protect liberty, to protect your freedom. Adjudicating disputes of, have you violated my freedom? Have you violated my rights? Did you steal my lawnmower? Did you kill my cow? Did you run into my sign? Did you steal from me? Did you commit fraud? And then the court system to adjudicate that. But it's been proven many times that a private court system can do that and maybe better. Same thing with a private police force. But the only way you're going to keep government small, if you're going to have it at all, is to elect people that want to keep it small and don't want to play do-gooder for everything. And those are the people that don't want the job. So how do you elect somebody that doesn't want the job? You write them in. if everybody wrote in, the guy that always is out here talking about freedom and liberty or small government and all, or he's an upstanding guy in the church and you talk politics and he understands the fundamental function of government and all, get your parishioners together and write him in. You don't have to vote for Bob R. or John D. or whatever. Generally speaking, the people that run for office are not the people that you want in office. And then how do you hold them accountable in office? I had a Grady Brown one time tell me, I was taking a guy around in the state house and he wanted to go see his rep, and it was Grady Brown. And he went in and asked Grady Brown, do you believe in term limits? And I like to die, because this is classic. The old Grady Brown, that gray hair, and he had the old flip back, you know, the old cover, the old bald spot thing and all. He said, son, we got the best term limits in the world. It's called the ballot box. You see, he knew too. Voting is just playing into the game. And once they vote, it doesn't matter what you do in office. All you got to do is put that propaganda, because they're not paying attention. You know, they dummies. They smart enough to vote. So what do you got running your? So what do you got running the place? You got a bunch of narcissists and do-gooders and people just trying to get ahead and people that ain't good at much nothing else except manipulating people. That's why all of them are liars and double speakers and that way. So, how do you hold them accountable? Well, you can email them and that kind of thing. But when you go into county council and speak, but then they pull the change the rules and you can't talk about this and you can't talk about that. Because, why? They're weak people. And so, they make the rules now. And you and I are nothing but slaves. Smart enough to vote, but too dumb to run your life. We'll run it for you. We can make all the decisions. Y'all elected us, don't you know? So that's what you got. You got a cacistocracy. Ruled by the worst of the worst. They might have good intentions. But 9 times out of 10, everything they touch is going to end up worse than it was before they touched it. I don't know, long rant for today, but look at the shit you got. Time for change is now. If not you, who? If not now, when? You gonna leave this for your kids or not? Till next time, boys and girls. Peace.